It is my grief, and all who behold their unhappy fate, that there are more deaths than births.
3,000 people, mostly baptized or Catholic Native Americans, are buried here. We don't know the location of each grave, but because the priests kept meticulous records, we do know their names. The large stone cross was erected by Father O'Sullivan to pay tribute to those who built the mission, a system that would unintentionally take so many lives. Unknowingly, as Native Americans were exposed to a new religion and way of life, they were also being exposed to new European illnesses like smallpox. In the early days, mission priests were not trained as doctors, yet they were expected to take care of the sick. There were no vaccines. Hand washing was not practiced. No one understood that poor sanitation and close quarters would prove fatal to so many. During an epidemic in 1806, 20% of the Native American population died.
Although I have a little book on medicine and am guided by it in applying some sort of remedy, there is such a shortage of medicine. They die nevertheless, a cause of plenty of sorrow and distress to me, since I am not able to help them.
After this cemetery was no longer in use, the mission community honored the great restorer, Father O'Sullivan, by allowing him to be buried within this historic cemetery.